WOMC HD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Enlightened philosophers tell us that we are divine beings in human form. Let's get real here. How can we live a busy life with a job, kids, and a mortgage and still be spiritual? Join CJ Liu as she tackles real life issues through a spiritual lens and talks with experts in relationships, work, and more. You'll get practical life skills and learn how to touch, feel, and experience a whole new way of living. Be a force for good. And fire it up with CJ. Log on, fireitupwithcj.com, and call CJ now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Welcome into CBS Sky Radio. This is Fired Up with CJ. You can find her on our website, fireitupwithcj.com. We're continuing our back to school year this month, and we will be focusing on parenting and building our awareness and how we can help our children to communicate and to support them and do it in a lovingly fashion. I know it gets stressful sometimes, but I think if we all do this, we're starting to wind down from the back to school jitters and stress. And now we can get back to the communication and getting through our day and our stressful nights. I know homework and sports and events are always stressful, so now we're getting into that.
That's right. I'm right in the thick of things, I would say. So how about you, Cassandra? How are you doing?
Oh, you know, dance has started, so
yeah,
it's on. I always just say it's on. But you know what? I love it. You know, it is hard and it is stressful, but you know what? Seeing what the kids are doing and all the other parents and kids, it's a community. And I feel like, okay, now our summer community, I don't see them as often, but now I see my back to school community.
Yes,
does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely. I have the same thing. Well, I have a book for you to read. It's called Slouching Toward Adulthood, How to Let Go So Your Kids Can Grow. And it's by Sally Coslow. And this book I had a mixed relationship with. I would read it and then I'd have to put it down because I would get so upset from reading this book. So it was a book your empty, you know, you actually basically think, okay, I'm an empty nester now. My kids are flown away and gone to college and you wave a teary goodbye. Bye. But then now 36% of these kids are coming back and living in our basement and going back living into their old bedrooms. They're flying back. These baby birds are flying back. It's unnatural. I don't like it. It's scary. So Slouching Toward Adulthood is a book that talks all about that phenomena. Do we have Sally online?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay. So let me tell you a little bit about this book. In 2000, and before I start that, in 2012, Pew Research reports that 21.6 million young adults aged 18 to 31 are now living in their parents' home. And so, I read this book, and it's kind of what I would say is what's happening is a combination of the economic situation that we live in, as well as the children of baby boomer kids are just fundamentally different. They're hardwired differently. They have a different mindset. Their priorities are different. And this book, in some ways, gives us an inside look at these kids, how they were raised, how they developed such very different values than us. And having read the book, I would say I had kind of a mixed reaction. It was the dismay and, oh, my gosh, are my kids going to be like this? And what can I do so that they won't be like this?
Right.
And, oh, my God, I'm so happy that there's some kids that are going to be different than the way that we were brought up. And so it was a very mixed feeling when I was reading this book. So, Cassandra, just tell me. So it sounds like we haven't gotten Sally on the line. So
I wanted to tell you, you know, I'm getting ready for that, and I'm seeing, you know, I have one in college, and I'm seeing where these kids, you know, once they get out of college, they can't. It's just not financially in the cards for them right away, and they have to come home. And now I'm dealing with when she comes home during the summer. what are the rules? Do I make her do the dishes? Do I make her vacuum? I mean, she's great and she'll do whatever I ask her, but you feel that shift in power. What can the rules be?
Mm-hmm.
And how do you do it? How do you treat them like an adult, but also say, yes, while I know you're an adult,
mm-hmm.
adults sweep the floor. Or,
right.
and my daughter's really great, and she was a big help over the summer, but you do have that shift, and it is very scary.
Yeah.
I want to redo that bedroom. I want her to.
I know. It's a sewing room now. It's yes. my meditation room. Your room is gone. Well, I'll tell you as we're waiting for Sally, who's having problems reaching us on the line, I'll tell you what her book says, and hopefully she can tell us live when she gets online. But, what she brought out to my attention is that, we all know that the economy is having problems. And, I think right now three things are happening. One is that college kids are going into a huge amount of debt just to pay their college loans, which then makes them kind of in a huge debt and unable to actually afford an apartment after they even graduate college. Or even when they graduate college, they'll be trying to get internships because they need to have some type of experience before they get a paying job. And those internships are usually not paid at all, which means that, that plus their student debt, they can't afford to buy an apartment on their own. And the third thing that's happening is that these kids, even when they are getting a paying job, the jobs generally don't pay as much as would be able for them to sustain the lifestyle that they've become accustomed to.
Right. And part-time jobs, most everything's part-time.
Exactly. So in this particular case, the book in Slouching Toward Adulthood, How to Let Go of So Your Kids Can Grow Up, it says that it gives an example of a girl who her family lives on the Upper East Side or something like that. She lives in an affluent area in New York City. She gets an internship at a magazine that doesn't pay a lot. And then she basically says, well, I could live in this really awful neighborhood that's going to require me to commute a lot. Or I could live with my mom. Guess what seems more convenient for her and more affordable? Living with her mom. And so that's kind of what we're facing nowadays is the economies. And I don't know what would you do, Cassandra, if your daughter came back and said, hey, I'm coming back. I can't afford to live
right.
elsewhere.
Well, it's a tough decision. Of course, I would let her come back, but she would have to pay rent. She would, it can't be free and clear. She's going to have to learn. It's going to be a struggle. It's a struggle for us. So
yeah.
I would absolutely let my child come back, but there would be ground rules and, you're going to have to pay your rent, pay your bills, and, till you get on your feet, get that money put away. It is really hard. I mean, you can't even
yeah.
afford an apartment. You think, a cheap way out is an apartment. It's really not.
Yeah. Well, and they can barely afford anything, right?
Right.
So, yeah, they could pay you rent, but what would they do? I mean, one of the things that it said in the book and that I think is kind of a reasonable thing to do, it's like, well, then you're going to have to pay your way. Definitely you're going to have to pay for the food. You're going to have to do all the house cleaning, all that, which seems to me to be a pretty reasonable kind of trade, right?
Cause oh, yeah.
There's no free rent anywhere. You may as well get used to it.
Right.
And as an adult to get used to living in that particular situation. So, I don't know, raised a lot of interesting questions for me as a parent on what specifically I would do.
It's hard. So, it's a hard thing because you don't want to, as a parent, you always want to help your children, but you have to let them fall a little bit. But again, like I always said, you're going to pay me, but then I would sock it away to help her, have a little bit of money saved up because they don't have savings accounts right now.
Exactly.
They have nothing. And again, like you said, student loans and what they want you to pay a month to pay back a student loan is insane.
Right.
It's more than my house payment.
Oh, gosh.
And
how much is it, just out of curiosity?
Well, a coworker of mine, they want him to pay over $900 a month to pay back his student loan.
Oh, my gosh. That's outrageous. That's outrageous.
How can they even imagine that a child... still a child, I don't care what you say, a child out of college can even do that.
Yeah.
Even if they had a great job, even if they had a full-time power job, they still don't have $900 a month to start paying you.
Right. Well, I mean, that's a lot of money to, I mean, I don't think kids are even making that kind of money right now.
No, they're not.
If they're making like 28 grand when they come out of school and they're trying to pay off their debt and they're trying to pay rent and they're trying to, you know, do their jobs. I mean, oftentimes like my, nanny babysitter and, the guy that I do my personal training with, he has two or three jobs. Because
yes.
They literally can't make ends meet without having two or three jobs. So, you know, it's always hard to know what to do. So, so that's one of the trends that this book highlights is the economic situation. And, you know, these kids just have it rough. I mean, unlike when we grew up, you know, we could just go out, you know, I think the typical response is like, go and get a job. You can actually go to the local supermarket and, or become a waitress. But even those jobs are hard to come by.
Right.
They're fighting against older people who have lost their jobs too and generally have more experience. So it's a tough thing because some of those opportunities that I had when I was a kid, like being a waitress or being camp counselor or some of those things are not even available anymore. So it's a really tough economic situation. And then the book starts detailing all the different things that, that are the big differences between baby boomers and millennials. This is the age 18 to 31. The other thing that they talk about is how these kids have been raised with a set of ideas that are really different than ours. They had parents who worked for like 40 to 50 years or 20 to 30 years in a company, were loyal, and then boom.
Right.
You know, fired right away. So these kids are like, loyalty? Why should I be loyal? Look what happened to my mom or dad who didn't get their pension, right? When they're about to get, you know, be eligible for the pension because the company just cut them off. Why should I be loyal to a company? And so, you know, there's, I guess, natural situations that have occurred that have resulted in this. So I definitely see the environmental situation that has led to the kids just not being that loyal to companies
right.
and not even wanting to work for companies. A lot of kids nowadays, they want to make it rich by doing their own thing because why invest all your heart and soul in something when you know that company could cut you off versus right. investing your heart and soul in your own startup?
Yeah, and companies aren't even loyal to employees anymore. They're always looking for the next best thing.
Yeah.
And they don't allow any room for training, growth, mistakes. I'm not saying, you know, nobody's perfect. And
yeah.
they're always looking for that next best person they can bring in at the lowest price.
Yep.
And then they
Absolutely.
Wonder why people are always out looking for the next best
yeah.
thing.
Exactly. It goes both ways. The companies aren't
yeah.
really loyal to the kids or these millennials, and the millennials are like, why would I do that?
Right.
I mean, I can't. It's a very challenging scenario, but that at the same time, there's this question of work ethic that kept on kind of popping up for me.
Ugh,
where
don't get me started.
You know, where it's like, well, I want to work, but that just seems too hard. Or why would I want to do that? You know, so it's like
you want me to work holidays?
Yeah.
What?
I only have what? How many weeks of vacation? That seems inhumane. It's like, yeah, that's what mom and dad went through, and that's what you can go through too, and what most kids do when they start out. But kids don't nowadays. They don't want to suffer in any way in that particular way. So we're going to be right back talking more about this book, Slouching Toward Adulthood: How to Let Go of Your Kids So They Can Grow Up. We'll be right back.